Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Number one rated Phil Henry Show. Somebody was nosing around for our ratings last week, and I told them to jam it. I think they were from some TV network. Who was calling for our ratings last week? Some guy. It's none of his business. Anyway, number one, baby, creeping up, just ever so softly. Next hour, we have Art Griego. He is in Paris. We're going to be talking with him. You know what's gone on there over the last several hours. And we're going to talk right now with Doug Danger, though, who is with the Orange County Courier, about the, I think the two big stories today are obviously what happened with the Concorde and Barbara Walters, you know, essentially telling O.J. Simpson she doesn't want him on her show. And that's a little bit of an about face. Doug Danger, who's an entertainment writer with the Orange County Courier, joined us. Doug, what do you make of that?
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. From my way of thinking, I think Barbara Walters has backed out of this interview with O.J. Simpson and has tried to make herself look like a hero. But I think it's gonna come back to haunt her. I think she has shown a decided lack of courage in light of the fact that she and O.J. At least my understanding is, and a lot of my contacts have told me that they are pretty tight and that there has been some obvious attraction between the two of them. Down through the years, Barbara Walters, I think, is well known as somebody who has had some flirtations with some of her guests. And that,
well, what are you saying? She's a she's got a thing for O.J.?
No, I'm not going to say she has a thing for O.J. What I'm going to say, though, Phil, is that she wanted to have O.J. Simpson on her show, but she backed out because a lot of women started complaining about it. I'll tell you this much: I think most white women, and I'm going to be honest about this, Phil, because I'm a gay man. As you know, I'm a gay journalist. Most of what I do in my column and in my writing, my career, centers around the fact that I'm very honest about things. I have, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have an honesty. And I think that this grandstand cancellation makes no reference to the longstanding attraction that Barbara has had to O.J. Simpson and the fact that she kowtowed to a lot of white women.
Now, all right. Now, what do you mean? A lot of white women? Are you saying that there was a?
Well, you heard the studio audience.
Yeah, I heard him. What she did is she had an announcement on her show, and she said that she was not going to have O.J. Simpson on the show.
Yeah, as a result of a lot of her co-hosts saying that they didn't want to sit in the same studio with him, and then you heard all of those women in the audience start to get up and clap. And the reason for that, Phil, is because those women feel betrayed by O.J. Simpson. Okay, those women who saw O.J. as that ebony warrior, as that sort of jungle stud, whatever white women do with black men, especially black men of high profile.
And okay, so the white women in the audience...
Well, it could be just mostly the middle-class women who watch The View. I think all of a sudden said, we've been betrayed by this guy. This guy has obviously murdered somebody, at least in their opinion. It is not my opinion, by the way, but it's their opinion. And I think that all of this sort of came back to rest on Barbara's shoulder, and she said, I'm going to have to cancel this, even though I've got this long-standing, friendship with O.J. Simpson. And I think that Barbara showed a decided lack of courage. I think she showed a decided lack of commitment. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, my commerce is honesty.
And okay, Doug, just so people know, you came out when, about a year ago?
Phil, I came out of the closet about a year and a half ago in front of a fellow journalist in Hollywood, so I know what it's like to battle homophobia in Hollywood. And I know what it's like to have to deal with the homophobes out there who just don't like the honest way that I write. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I look at these things and I say, I this is what's going on.
All right, so Doug, essentially the reason why Barbara Walters has told O.J. Simpson she doesn't want him on The View, and that's a show that's hosted by, what, four or five other women?
I don't know. There's about three or four other women. They rotate the hosts on that thing. There's always got somebody different on there. But it's about four of the women on the show.
Okay, so she said she didn't want him on because, in your opinion, she was pressured by a lot of women who feel betrayed by O.J.?
That, Phil, I think is essentially it.
You know how really weird that sounds, man? People don't like O.J. because they think he's a murderer, right?
Yeah, but I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, and because I'm gay, I have this honesty. And what I see...
Well, what are you talking about, your perception?
Yeah, my perception as a gay man and as a gay journalist is that these white women don't want him on the show because they were sexually attracted to him because he was a stud, and then he murdered this other white woman, And
do you realize how goofy that sounds? In other words...
Yeah, but Phil, I'm not going to lie, because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, my commerce is honesty. And that's what I'm talking about.
And how does Barbara Walters' attraction... In other words, what you're telling me is she canceled this guy off the show because a whole lot of women were heartbroken and they don't want to see this guy that broke their heart.
That's it, essentially.
So the female audience for The View, a lot of women don't want to see O.J. because he broke their hearts.
I think that's it, essentially, yeah. And that's the thing most women in this country are not going to admit to. And that's the thing that, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can say, because I do have, like I said, my currency is honesty. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I write from an honest point of view.
And what about Barbara Walters and this flirtation you're talking about? Because I know that, you know, for instance, on her interviews, she has been with Clint Eastwood.
Well, there's two, Phil. Clint Eastwood and Al Pacino. I think there was some real raw energy going between the two of them. And I think that that seemed very evident. And I think if you would have seen Barbara and O.J. together, you would have seen the same thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We got Doug Danger on the line here with us from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about O.J. Simpson's not being on, the cancellation of his appearance on a TV show called The View, which is a what is this thing, Doug? Is it a late morning thing?
Yeah, it's a program that is primarily designed for women to watch and get some, I don't know, some overview or some tips or something on life. There's a lot of cooking segments. There's fashion segments. There's obviously a news segment. It's a show that's anchored by Barbara Walters. I'll tell you something. Barbara Walters, Phil, is a real story. Here's a woman who went to work for NBC. She had a speech impediment. She was coming up through the ranks at a time when most journalists were men. She comes up through the ranks with a speech impediment, not the greatest looking woman in the world. She's probably the most powerful journalist. Now, forget about male journalists. I think she's one of the most powerful journalists in television today.
And you hit the speech impediment thing. Why?
Because first of all, how does a woman in 1960s America make it in television news, which is predominantly male, well, she's spitting when she talks? I'll tell you why. There's this thing that I was referring to, the sexual attraction.
Okay, so in other words, she slept her way to the top.
I didn't say that, Phil. I'm not making that statement. I'm just saying, how else do you get to the top unless your jaw unhinges like a snake? And I'm going to say that.
Okay, you don't have to go all the way down that road.
I'm telling you right now, I think there's an awful lot of that going on. And again, you have to take a look at that. But O.J. Simpson and Barbara Walters, that's them, okay? And I don't want to butt into it. They know how hot they are for each other. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I see these things.
Okay, let's just hold on for a second, Doug. 1-800-449-8686, because you've dumped a whole lot of stuff on our plate here. You're talking about Barbara Walters having attraction for O.J. You're saying that the fact that women, the women who don't want him on the show feel jilted by their otherwise ebony warrior because he murdered Nicole. You're telling me that Barbara Walters made it to the top because of some sort of sexual favors. Maybe she's just a darn good journalist, and she exhibits this week after week, month after month.
No, I'm not saying she's not a good journalist, Phil, but as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I know what it's like to be kept down, okay? And I'm just saying, you know, listen, do I have a speech impediment? Well, maybe, but I'm a writer, okay? But don't I sound good?
Well, yeah, you sound fine, Doug. I don't know whether...
Okay, so I'm not talking, you know, I'm not swallowing my tongue, all right? And she's at the top. I don't know how that happens.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hi. I just, as a gay journalist and being honest, you're just a little too honest with yourself. I think you just don't get it.
No, I'm just talking about the things that I observe as a gay journalist.
You do not have an open view of a middle-class woman, what she enjoys, what she likes.
Well, tell me I'm wrong, that a lot of these women feel jilted by O.J.?
Oh, please, aren't you a fool?
Why am I a fool? They admired him. They thought he was interesting.
You're not a woman.
They thought he
was interesting.
No, I'm not a woman, but I am a gay man and a gay journalist,
so
and I recognize
what?
Because
I have
of my honesty.
Gay friends, and none of them think that way.
Did I mention? All right, I mentioned that I'm a gay journalist, right?
So?
Okay. That gives me that.
Yeah, you've mentioned you're a gay journalist.
All right, that allows me to have an honest view. that a lot of people don't have. And I'm telling you straight out honestly.
No, that's
Barbara Walters,
not an honest view.
Barbara
it's
Walters,
your own personal view.
No, but I've looked at O.J. I've seen his body language. I've watched the way this guy talks. This guy is not guilty of murder, but I'm not going to go.
Let's not go there.
I won't go down that road, but I will say this. The guy, Barbara Walters and O.J. Simpson have got something going on. They got something going on. I don't know what it is.
I watch her body language and his body language. He has something to do with anybody he thinks he can fool.
She has got a thing for him, and she always has.
Oh, please.
And the
you
women
sound
in that
like
audience.
Every man
did you hear
I've
the women?
Ever met.
No, ma'am. Did you hear the women in the audience who went? They whooped it up when she said she'd cancel him. They all feel jilted. They all
not
feel
jilted.
Good.
Who cares?
They're
He's a
jealous.
Jerk.
The jealous
I
of
feel, I feel like
what
I'm
do you
not
think about
interested.
Her can let me ask you this, something, man. This is Phil Henry. What do you think about her canceling the OJ appearance?
I don't think he should ever be on television. Anybody should give him any more spotlight again.
Okay, so how long have you admired him?
I hate
you
him.
You hate him now, but that's the flip side of love, and that's what I'm talking
Please,
about. That's
I
the flip side
anything.
Of love, and that's what I'm talking about.
You gotta
okay.
be crazy.
Flip side of love, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
all right.
You are so cool.
No, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You're a
I
gay
understand.
Man,
yeah,
you
a gay man.
You're trying to be a woman.
Well,
you're not a woman. I'm
so
a
now
woman.
You're homophobic. So now you hate gays?
Hey, I have
so
an
you hate
gay.
Store. You're gonna get
Wait
some.
She's not
I
homophobic.
Have an empty store
no,
next to a gay bar.
You're homophobic.
Gay bar.
Do you
I
live?
I had a great time with all my friends that are gay.
Hey, can I ask
you're
a question?
Fool.
Do you live next door to the district?
You need to get out.
Do you live next door to the district, ma'am?
What district?
Oh, okay. That's the only gay bar I know in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you know the gay bars there, Phil?
Well, I was there.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the
anyway,
bushes.
1-800-449-8686.
I've never even heard of the district.
Okay. Well, obviously you don't have any gay friends, but I'll tell you this
Alibi
much, okay?
Is the
I'm
best
a gay
bar.
Man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, you need
back
to get
off.
A life.
Back off.
Get a life.
Back
boy.
Off me. Get off my back, Dyke.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I've got Doug Danger back on the phone here, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And we're discussing O.J. Simpson's, the cancellation of O.J. Simpson from The View, a TV show hosted by Barbara Walters. Loud cheers from a studio audience greeted Barbara Walters' announcement Monday that she has canceled a scheduled appearance by O.J. Simpson this week on her syndicated talk show. By the way, before we go any further, I want to mention that Art Griego is live in Paris, and we'll have him coming up next hour, 5 o'clock Pacific, on our show. Anyway, I saw the clip, and when Ms. Walters said that O.J. Simpson was not going to appear on the TV show, the whole crowd went nuts. And, Doug, you're saying that's because these are women who loved O.J., were jilted by him or felt jilted by him, and therefore...
Yeah, Phil, it's not any different, Phil, from a woman who, you know, that lady said she hated O.J. Simpson. Phil, hate is a strong emotion, and I understand these emotions because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
why do you keep on with the gay man and the gay journalist thing?
What's wrong with it?
Well, I mean,
in other words, what I'm hearing here in the first few minutes of your program, Phil, is a strain of homophobia. I'm not saying it.
Okay, that's very strong.
No, I'm not saying you're homophobic, but I'm hearing a strain of it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You got a problem with that?
I beg your pardon?
Have you got a problem with it?
No, I got no problem with it.
Okay, well then just, you know, ease back a little bit, relax, enjoy the ride, loosen up, you know.
Yeah, okay, I'll loosen up, man.
Just you know, let it happen. Just relax and let it happen.
Yeah, I'll do that, man. But what I'm trying to say to you is the gay man, gay journalist thing is what?
The gay man, gay journalist thing is who I am.
Well, I mean, but you're bringing up why?
Because of my sensitivity and honesty, because of the guts and the courage that I've had to come out of the closet about a year ago. That took guts for me to do that. And the fact that I understand what it takes to have guts, and Barbara Walters obviously hasn't got any guts because she would have kept O.J. Simpson on her TV show, even though she's in love with him and she's all upset.
She's in love with it. That's the part that I want...
She is. I think she's in love with him.
That's the part I wanted to clear up. Here is Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Virginia, hello. Is the Virginia restaurant owner there? Okay, find out if that numbnut is on line five, will you, Mike? Because I just got done talking to the guy. Bakersfield on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a comment for your journalist, your guest.
Yes, ma'am. This is Doug
what
Gang.
I'd like to know is, do you necessarily have to be gay to be honest? By the way, just
no,
a question.
No, I don't think I said that.
Well, you know,
I mean,
you say
as a gay man and a gay journalist, what I'm saying is, a gay man and a gay journalist, I have an honest view of people.
Well, then,
okay?
I guess
that's why I think that there's something going on with Barbara Walters.
Well, I consider myself as a human being.
I think she's. I think there's something wrong with her.
An honest person. I don't think your sexual orientation has to do anything with how honest you are.
Well, why does it bother you? See, I'm just saying, are you bothered by gay people?
No, I am in no way bothered by gay people.
Because it sounds like you
hate that statement.
Are you against gays?
Don't
start accusing her.
No, it sounds like she's against gay people.
No, making generalizations.
Like, there's homophobia going on here, okay? Gay bashing, I don't want to be a part of it.
I'm not trying to gay bash in any way, sir.
Then I think there's an apology forthcoming.
I
want her to apologize.
No, I'm not.
Tell her,
I'm sorry if I offended you.
Thank you, good. Okay, there, I got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
What do you mean apologize? She didn't say anything.
Hold on, Phil. If you want this to be a forum for gay bashing, okay.
She didn't say anything, man. All she was...
Did you apologize, ma'am, or did you not?
You
did,
I'm
okay,
sorry
she
if
did,
I
okay.
offended him. I didn't mean to.
You didn't have to apologize. You didn't say anything wrong.
Okay, well
okay,
you
know something? I'm going to click out of this interview here. If the gay bashing continues,
there hasn't been any, man. You're the cat that's been on here saying I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. I'm gay, gay, gay. I'm gay.
Boy, you hate it too, don't you, Phil?
No, I don't hate it. I just want to hear a thought from you that is articulated without the gay parentheses around it.
Because you can't stand the gays. Just like this lady at Bakersfield had the courage to say she was sorry, I want you to say you're sorry.
For what?
For the anti-gay tenor of your program over the last 30 minutes. Otherwise, I will refuse to go on with this interview. Apologize to me.
I say cut him off.
Cut me off? A minute ago, you apologized to me.
Well, I mean, I've listened to the show.
All right, I'm sorry.
There, good man. Go ahead, ma'am.
I haven't heard
Jesus.
Anything. The only problem that I have is overgeneralizing. Well, it doesn't matter what their orientation
Look at,
is.
Yeah, you know I'm gay, right?
Yes, we know you're gay, okay?
And you know what? I don't care.
Right.
I could
Because
give a
I'm
care.
Gay, I happen to have an honest view. Barbara Walters is so hamstrung by this O.J. Simpson thing. She's got a real love for him.
What makes you think she loves him?
I can tell by the way she looks at him, the way she holds his hand. There's a lot of love there. There's a lot of tenderness there.
But you don't know for a fact.
As a gay man, as a gay journalist. All right,
whatever.
I've been a man or dead. You're right. And junk bite for you to feel that.
But I don't feel that. What I am upset about, why I would not want anybody to interview O.J., not, you know, Sam Donaldson or
All
any
I'm saying
of those
is, ma'am,
men.
Those women in that audience on Monday were in mourning because they knew it was the end of jungle fever and the end of a lot of fantasies for a lot of white women.
Well, I disagree.
This is Doug Danger reporting for the Orange County Courier.
What'd you do? Did you just lock it out?
That's right.
Okay, ma'am, thank you. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
That's what I'm saying, Phil. I'm gay.
I understand that, Doug. You spent the better part of our news break telling me about how gay you are, and now we're back into the show, okay?
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
But you got the part about when I said that I was gay, right?
And yeah, I got that, man. I got the first 30 minutes of it.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing that... You know, you're really angry today. I don't know what that...
I apologize, okay? I'm not trying to be angry.
I mean, I don't know what I did. All I'm saying is, Phil... As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I was in the closet for a long time, 31 of my 35 years, okay? And I'll tell you that for me, it's been very, very...
I thought you came out last year.
I did.
31 minus from 35 is 4.
Yeah, I don't...
What?
I don't understand it either.
All right, so anyway, we're going to go back to some phone calls. But
the point being, Phil, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand the fact that there's a lot of white women out there who are angry over the fact that O.J. Simpson, with the murder of Nicole, killed Jungle Fever for a whole lot of white girls. And no white woman today can sleep with a black man without the underlying fear of feeling the pressure of a knife on her neck. And that's what I'm talking about. That's, as a gay man, I can say that. And as a gay journalist.
All right, here is Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, hello, ma'am. You're on the air.
Is this me?
Yes, dear.
Okay. I don't agree with him at all. It's nothing to do with him being gay one way or the other. It's
but you're not anti-gay, right?
No, okay. Not at all.
I want to get that out of the way.
Not at all. I just
don't make everything homophobia, Doug, okay?
I just want to make sure.
I just don't understand. You sound like you have a chip on your shoulder about Barbara Walters. Jealous of her.
Well, why is she all of a sudden get to interview him, you know?
Well,
I'll tell you why.
She's a powerful woman.
Well, she's got a thing
woman.
For him. She's got a thing for him.
And I don't know how you could say that. That makes no sense.
How? Why? Because Barbara Walters flirts with a lot of these guys. Did you see that Clint Eastwood interview she did?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you see it, Phil?
Yeah, I saw it.
Tell me about it.
They liked each other.
They liked each other. Man, she was spreading like hot butter under a noonday sun. And I can tell you...
Okay, it wasn't that gross.
But the fact is she was attracted to. Same thing with Al Pacino. She loves that guy, that whole Scent of a Woman deal when he did the Mambo. She did that tango with him. That's what I'm talking about. Now here comes O.J. Simpson. What kind of jungle dance you think she wants to do with him? That's Barbara Walters. There's something about that woman. How do you make it in the world of male journalists when every word you speak, there's saliva flying out of your mouth after it, okay? How do you make it in the world of male journalists?
Okay, your point being what?
My point is she's got something that O.J. wants. What she got, he wants. Okay, ma'am?
Maybe she's just a powerful woman and he wants to be interviewed by her, obviously.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, but I think I've come up with a better explanation.
Because he's selling his web page and he's selling all his things that he's doing now, so he wants to be in...
Have you seen his web page, by the way?
No, absolutely.
It is fantastic.
Not.
It's mind-blowing. That's how good it is. It's really good.
But I do watch The View once in a while, okay?
Right.
And there is a black woman also on the panel. So you said something about that, all the white women.
Yeah, they rotate her in and
woman,
out.
There's
yeah.
a no-no.
Well, she's either
work,
but I know a little bit about her. She's either working on the panel or they got her pulling cable on the set, okay? So they move her in and out.
Oh, please. And
wait a minute. Are you kidding?
No, I swear to God that
the black woman on the panel is also pulling cable on the set.
Right. She works for the caterer that caters the show. So they got her either pulling cable, work. You know what I'm saying? So don't be fooled, ma'am, by appearances.
No, okay? I don't believe you. No.
Yeah, well, you don't want to believe. I didn't want to believe there wasn't a Santa Claus
but you,
either.
You
but you
made,
know what?
You
I had,
made
to, I had to suck
you
on
made,
that after a while.
You made the comment
pardon
that
there
was a bunch of white women, and there is a black woman also on that panel.
Right,
so,
yeah. Occasionally when she's not serving up potato salad at lunch.
Oh, please.
So that's all I'm...
Okay,
do,
thank you very much. What, dear? You had one more comment?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Who are you calling dear?
The lady. Okay, ma'am. Anyway, thank you. Here is Augusta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes, I just want to comment on this gay journalist that's on your
yes,
show.
Ma'am, my name is Doug Danger. I work
okay,
for the Orange
hi,
County
Doug
Court.
Daniel.
How?
Hi, Doug Danger.
Doug
I
Danger.
I just wanted to say
Doug
that.
Doug Danger.
I think that you being gay, first of all, I don't have anything against gays.
You hate
gays?
Well, being from the South. Being from the South, don't you hate gays and blacks?
No, great. If
all right.
If you're gay, great. That's
you like
great.
That. You like
but
that.
But I just think
that's
that
unusual
you
for
coming
Southern.
On here saying something about, you know, gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm a journalist. We all got that, sir.
That's
even
what I was trying to tell him.
Even if you did, what,
wait a second.
No.
The point I'm trying to make as a gay man is a gay.
And by the way, the ladies from a guy, there's a very big gay population in Atlanta. So,
what are you telling me? You're telling me there's gays in
no,
the South?
Yes,
saying,
I am.
Look, ma'am, all I'm saying, because I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, that gets me, because I was in the closet, and I had to go through all the homophobia in Hollywood.
I have a gay friend, and if you're out of the closet,
look, your hairdresser doesn't count.
Hey,
the
gay.
Hairdresser doesn't count is all I'm trying to say.
I'm gay.
I have a gay friend. Okay, so he blow dries your hair once a month. I'm talking about someone.
Look, who is your gay friend, ma'am?
That's none of your business.
None of my business. Okay, it's none
that's
of my
right.
Yeah, it's none of your
that's
business, of, Phil. So shut up,
but,
Phil.
But what I'm saying is...
You have a gay friend, and occasionally... He
I'm not talking about my friend. I'm talking about you. If you just kept saying, I'm a journalist.
No,
journalist,
I said I'm a gay
nobody,
journalist.
Nobody,
I'm a gay journalist.
Nobody
right.
wants to keep hearing the
no.
same thing
what
over
you missed,
and over.
What you missed is that I'm a gay journalist.
Sir.
You thought all you heard was that I'm a journalist.
No, I didn't. I heard that
let's
you're
test
a,
your theory. O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson is.
Yeah, she thinks that you're me and I'm her.
Where?
You're. She doesn't know who we are, Phil.
Okay, I'm me, ma'am.
And I'm
okay.
me.
Okay, so we're two different people.
I hear you.
All right, now what I want to ask is.
No, are you who are you?
I'm Phil, and you're Doug. Right. I wanted to ask you this. Did you hear Doug's theory on the O.J. killed jungle fever for a generation of white women?
I think that is a bunch of crap.
Oh, come on, lady. Give me one.
I mean,
give me one.
I mean, come on.
What? Come on?
Why would that kill that for a bunch of people? If you like to be with a black person, be with a black person.
Yeah, but think about it. You thought about it, and then you saw that blade crawl across that lady's throat. Next time you sleep with a black man,
I have never slept with a black man.
Of all the black men that you've slept with,
which
one did you not trust?
So how would you know?
I am white. Oh, see, all of a sudden you don't know that I'm gay, but you know that I'm not white? How'd that happen?
I'm sorry?
I thought you're white, Doug.
I am white.
Okay, so how would you know that you're not even black?
You said I wasn't white.
No, I said you're not black.
So how smart can you be?
I said you're not black.
You said I wasn't white.
You're not black.
You said that you were gay, and that's why I said I was gay.
Sir.
Didn't you say you were lesbian?
You're not paying attention.
Did you tell me you were lesbian or did you not? No, that's what I thought I heard. I'm a joke.
I can
tell you right now, ma'am, that as long as O.J. Simpson's out there, white women aren't safe.
And I thought you liked him.
I do.
You're
I love
impossible.
Him. I'm in love with him.
You're impossible.
1-800-449-8686, National City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Just because he's gay doesn't make him any more sensitive than anybody else on God's green earth.
No, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I do have a level of sensitivity about people's habits.
So what? I'm a mother and I'm gay, too. So what's your point? What is your point?
How can you be a mother if you're gay?
Oh, well, I was a mother before I turned gay.
Oh,
I had
you turned gay?
Men, so what does that make me more sensitive for?
When did you turn gay?
It doesn't matter when I turned gay. What's the difference?
Well,
Why does it make you more sensitive than anybody else?
You can't have a baby if you're gay.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you one thing about Barbara Walters. She's chicken. She's got a big, bright yellow streak running down her back.
And I think you're totally ludicrous.
No, she doesn't want to face the attraction that she has.
If you did, you would be sitting here trying to talk to everybody about how gay you are.
No, I'm not saying how gay. I'm saying I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What does that have to do with Barbara Walters?
So you don't know that I'm gay. Okay.
What does that have to do with Barbara Walters?
Because she loves O.J. Simpson, and all those white women dig it.
Oh,
yeah,
so
what does that have to
now?
Do with Barbara Walters?
What?
You're psychic now?
No, I'm not psychic. I can tell by the body language. I can
you
tell
can't
by
tell
O.J.
Simpson. You can't tell anything until you get into somebody else's mind.
I happen to know that O.J. Simpson is innocent. I can tell by the body language, by the way he moves and shifts in his seat, the way he crosses
his legs. And everybody else has an opinion about that as well.
That's right. I got my
opinion.
I got my opinion. But the fact.
But you think your opinion's more valid because you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Exactly, yeah. Precisely.
See, you know what I love
point.
About
what
this?
What does that have to do with
I
anything?
Love this lesbian calling up and gay mashing. You just got a man to manipulate you into gay bashing.
No.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey,
I think you're insecure about your gay sexuality.
Look, how many Dinah Shores have you attended in a row? How many Dinah Shore tournaments have you attended in a row?
What difference does that make?
I just want to know.
What difference does it make? Does it make me any more gay or any less gay or any more sensitive or
I believe it does. I think if you go to a lot of Dinah Shore tournaments, you're a little bit more gay than the next woman.
Oh,
you go out to the river on a Sea-Doo?
So just because you attend a function makes you more gay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you need to go back in the closet.
How many times have you been water skiing on the river?
That make people like us not want to come out of the closet.
How many times have you been water skiing on the river?
That's what I think.
How many times have you been water skiing on the river in Box Canyon?
How many times have you slid down a razor blade with your butt?
How many times you eaten lunch in Box Canyon?
All right, thank you.
Listen, Phil, I want everybody to know I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I got the gay man and gay journalist.
And by the way, don't watch The View tomorrow. I just got the word that O.J.'s not going to be on it. So in case all you guys...
Thanks a lot, Doug. We got it.
And I'll have a column about it tomorrow.
All right, Doug Danger, Orange County Courier. Thanks very much.
All right, Phil. For a homophobe, you're not a bad guy.
Thank you. Okay, so... Watch those Dinah Shores, all right? 1-800-449-8686 and eating lunch in Box Canyon, too. It's Phil Hendry Show.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
Do you guys still have all those temporary greens out there? Because you can't...
We don't have temporary greens. We have one one of the finest golf courses in America.
Well, what about that big tire track that runs through the 18th fairway out there?
There is no tire track. You're out of your mind. You've never even been here. You're one of those guys who's probably never played golf. You just have a big mouth and you're a troublemaker.
No, sir, I remember.
No, yes, you are.
Well,
you're one of those. I'm a white man, and I would never think or speak the way that you do. You bring hell onto other people.
Have you gotten rid of those that temporary Andy Gump that you had near the 16th green?
What temporary? And have you golfed there?
No, but a friend of mine said that Cheviot Hill, they had an outhouse.
You don't even have friends. A man like you can't have friends. You have people who laugh behind your back.
Well, have you guys finally seeded your course, or?
What do you mean seeded?
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
We have one of the finest golf courses in the United States of America.
Is there
any
hole in one?
We have championship. We've had tremendous. You're an idiot.
No, do you have any hole longer than 150 yards? That's all.
It's not a par three. It's a championship course.
It's a championship course. You know nothing about golf.
It's an executive course, right?
Bringing Jackie Robinson into it. What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, now there was a great.
There was a young fool who made some stupid.
That's
comments.
Right. That's right. Jackie Robinson was a great man,
yes,
and
a
tip of my cap to Jackie
even
Robinson.
Say his name.
But that John Rocker, now that's a fool. Okay,
he
now see what happened.
He did a foolish thing, and I'm sure point in his life he'll understand that he did a foolish thing, but he has to deal with that. But it's people like you who perpetuate the stereotypes and the disgusting individual. Do you know that?
Well, I heard that Cheviot Hills was about 5,500 yards. Is that right?
Cheviot Hills? You're an idiot. 5,500 yards. You don't even know what you're talking about. Cheviot Hills is one of the finest golf courses in America. Understand that?
Well, I understand.
And even O.J. Simpson has golfed here, and he was permitted
there
to because he's an American citizen, regardless of reputation
See what I'm talking about?
Connotation.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
How come I can't bring a six-pack of Heineken out there with me?
We don't allow six packs of beer in the... We don't allow that. No, any decent golf course will not allow people to carry alcohol and be drunk on the course.
I'm going to tell
There's insurance reasons for that, you idiot.
But, you know, you can start getting the blacks out there, and you're going to start serving that King Mambo malt liquor and all that stuff.
You're an idiot. Do you know that? What are you? You're white, and what are you?
I'm white.
What's your nationality?
I'm a white man, and I enjoy that a lot.
You're white, but what? What are you? Irish, Swedish, Polish? What are you?
I'm Greek.
You're Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Greek, all right. You sound like an idiot. And if you're Greek, by the way, pal, there's a good possibility black blood runs in you. Don't you know your history?
Well, hold on.
Moors?
Watch it.
You watch it.
You sound like a professional wrestler. Are you Hulk Hogan?
You're an idiot. You are an idiot. I can't even. Mr. Hendry?
Okay, pal. Thanks for.
I can't talk to this man anymore.
I understand.
He's an idiot.
Well, I think you've got it all wrong. And you'll see.
Yeah, honestly, you'll be the one who sees, pal. I wish you would come here and. What's your name again, Dean?
My name's Dean Wheeler, and
Wheeler,
can you get me a tee time?
I wish you'd come here to Cheviot Hills, and I'd love to see your name down on one of the tee offs. The tea times. I will do my best to have you barred from here.
Well, wait. I'd like to get an early time.
I'll do everything I could to get you barred from here.
I'd love
to
get a
racist person.
I'd like to get an early time for Saturday.
Why don't you come down here on Saturday? I'll be here. Why don't you come down here on Saturday?
Okay, that's a deal. I'm coming down.
You come down on Saturday, and I'll make sure you tee off real good.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
That's a promise. We'll be. You're disgusting. You know that?
Well, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. You're a disgusting man.
All right, sir. It sounds like you need a drink of water or something, but thank you very much.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I get tapes in the mail. And I get them from a lot of people who want to be a part of our show or involve themselves in what we do on our show. And some people are writers. Most of the people that we get tapes from, though, are people who do what they think what we do. And a lot of times I'll get tapes from people, and it'll start off, the note will say, here's a really fun phone call that I did. I called up the local grocery store and pretended I was Chinese, you know. And then, you know, I'm supposed to sit down and listen to this tape. Well, what we do on this show is not the Jerky Boys. We don't do Jerky Boys. We don't do Ball Busters. That's easy. Anybody can make a crank phone call. What we do on our show is more difficult, and it's more stylized, and it takes more talent than picking up a phone and calling somebody at the grocery store. This guy sends me a tape the other day, and it's him calling up some poor Chinese guy at 4 o'clock in the morning and telling him that he's got to get out of his house because the 747 is about to land on it or something. Now, you know, calling up any guy at 4 o'clock in the morning is you know, you're going to get him angry. This guy didn't even speak English. So he's calling up this poor guy who barely has a grasp of the English language at 4 in the morning. He has no idea he's being recorded, which, by the way, a little problem involved with that. It's against the law. You can't record people without their knowledge. You cannot tape record them, you can't put them on the air, you can't use the phone call. So they have to have full knowledge that they're on your show. That's why what the Phil Henry Show does ain't Jerky Boys. That's why you don't... Where are the Jerky Boys today? They ain't nowhere. They ran out of pizzerias to call. Charlie Sheen don't want to bankroll their next movie. That's why what we do is better, and that's why we're still around. So you can't just pick up a phone and make a crank call to somebody or make a, you know, prank phone call. You got to be good. Which is what we is. That's what Taylor keeps telling me. At least that's what Taylor keeps telling himself. Anyway, our number 1-800-449-8686. Now, coming up next hour, we do have Art Griego. He's live in Paris to give us the lowdown on the latest of what's been going on over there. And it's been a frightening situation, man, all the way around. I know the plane took off from De Gaulle. I was at Orly Airport, which Orly is, I don't know where the hell Orly Airport is. I do know that it's kind of like getting off the plane in Mexico, in a way. There's all kinds of, like, Ethiopian and Libyan cab drivers out there eating hot sandwiches and drinking strange coffee. And I got to Paris, man. I might as well have been in Africa until I saw the Eiffel Tower. And then I was pretty sure I was in Paris, but I wasn't that sure until I heard somebody speak French. Then I said, this has got to be France, ain't it? And the guy said, yeah. Can I carry your bags? I said, thank you. It's the Phil Henry Show.